This is another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports in out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer III once again back again on a busy day for this podcast. On this I'm recording this on this Wednesday, September 18, 2024. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Turn our attention to football news off the football field. Well, on and off the football field, you want to call that. Dylan Edwards, the man, was named Big 12 Special Teams Player of the Week earlier this week. Back on Monday with a huge punt return for a touchdown that kind of pretty much sparked K-State's dominating win over 23rd Arizona last week. 71 yards. And this is the play that I talked about over on the Reaction Podcast. Again, the Reaction episode is already out, so make sure you check that out if you have not done so already. I had a feeling this would come, well, not necessarily, but, you know, getting out of one restaurant to another, didn't feel like staying, waiting long for food and whatnot, so getting back in the car, next thing I know, I felt something building, and it was Dylan Edwards taking one to the house, 71 yards to electrify the Bill Snyder family crowd out there. Oh, man, now that is one something I wanted to witness there in Manhattan, Kansas, the crowd. And Chris Klieman in his press conference saying, or after the fact anyways, that was the loudest he's heard since his arrival in Manhattan, Kansas. Coach Chris Klieman, head coach of his football team. So, but yeah, Dylan Edwards already this year, and you knew from all the K-State podcasts you've listened to, including this one, it was going to be a factor. And I pleaded on the show already, and still a lot of people, and still we want to see Dylan Edwards touch the ball in his hands. I said that in the preview pod as well. I mean, it's a big play, it's waiting to happen. Big play waiting to happen every time he touches the football. And same goes for BYU. It's a big play waiting to happen. It's a game changing play like that as well. So Edwards, this is not the first time he's had a collegiate honor. You got to go back to last year where he just blitzed TCU and he was named the Pac-12 Freshman of the Week after blitzing TCU last year there as well. And for the Wildcats, 64 special team weekly accolade with this honor going all the way back to 1997. So, yeah, 1997. That's a long time, folks, out there. And look, special teams was a non-factor last year. Already 3 scores, touchdowns. You got to go to a block punt for a touchdown against Tennessee Martin. Then you had the other one for, I can't think of the other one for a touchdown. Damn it. There was one score there. And here, Dylan Edwards takes one to the house there to pretty much turn the game, flip the tide upside down for Arizona there, as they could not have an answer for that as well. So you definitely want to see Dylan. And this was the kind of, 3-mall mentioned this, have Dylan Edwards return punts. I think John Kurtz was head of the game on that on that one. Yeah, Edwards again. I've been promoting it here on this podcast. Edwards is a big play waiting to happen every time he touches the ball. He's, again, not comparing him to Xavier. I believe I said that on the preview pod as well. Not trying to compare him to Xavier Worthy or anything like that, or Bijan Robinson, anything else like that. But yeah, he's one of those guys. He's one of those dudes where put the ball in his hands, you see a crease, small little crease, he gone. He's gone like that. So definitely a well-deserved honor. And the special teams are definitely back now. Chris Tennant, just a negative, missed the field goal in that victory. But just to kind of tilt it back on its side a little bit more. Then, in other words, I think we're going to see more. I think there's another one coming. I'm going to go ahead and say that right now here on September 18th, 2027 on the spot. I think there's another one coming. For sure, but hey, other teams, they're gonna plan to probably keep the ball away. But I think there's another play coming where it's gonna change the game. It could be this weekend at BYU where this team needs it as well. And of course, Dylan Edwards is from Derby, Kansas. That's where Avery Johnson's from. the quarter QB1 for K-State there as well. Four touchdowns and a touches. I want to see more touches. I still want to see that. Only 22 touches. That doesn't seem like a lot to me, but we've done three games. We're through three games of the football season. We're still young in this football season. Doesn't seem like a whole lot, considering the fact. But every time it touches the ball, it's lightning fast, just like that. So definitely, that was awesome to kind of go on social media after the fact and see all the ankles of this Dylan Edwards punt return for a touchdown there. As well, let's see, and Dylan Edwards is in this category as well. I want to mention this real quick. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Dylan Edwards, special teams player of the week in the Big 12. Eddie Guerra III here on this Wednesday evening here for this podcast. This has been a busy evening recording content for the podcast. Let's see, he's in this category, right? First Wildcat, we've seen him take a ball to the house on the ground. Receiving, we've seen that. And now we've seen a punt return for a touchdown over the first three games since Dion Murphy in 07. I haven't heard that name before. Dion Murphy did it in 2007. He led the Big 12. No, actually, this is Dylan Edwards, actually. 27 return yard, average return yards. Dylan Edwards, 27. My goodness. So we all knew going in here, he was going to be a huge impact right there. And Alex talked about it over in the Podbean app as well. It really shifted for K-State, the weaponry of the weapons of the service you have. Dylan Edwards, the emergence of these tight ends. I talked about it on Teardown Tuesday. I'm not going to talk about it right now. You can check that episode out as well. So it just clearly, Avery Johnson, DJ Giddens, and Dylan Edwards. Woo! It is some trio for K-State. And I think this is going to be trio you're going to have to lean on moving forward. I'm probably priming myself for another Teardown Tuesday talking about these three there as well. So Dylan Edwards gets another collision accolade there. His first as a K-Stater. And might that be his last, as well as he's looking to do some more damage up in Provo, Utah, this weekend. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get, wherever podcasts are found free and available daily, or whenever have a chance to record K-State content. It's been a busy night for this podcast, and I would assure you, I'm going to get all this out. This podcast specifically will go out early tomorrow morning. So definitely there's that. Volleyball will resume action tomorrow. I think soccer will as well. We'll take a look at that as well. So there you go. As K-State will hit the road, it's not a bye. Like I said earlier in the week, so I can correct myself on that again. K-State, we have football this weekend, but it's not in Manhattan, Kansas. It's on the road in Provo, Utah, in a late night kick against the Cougars of BYU. That's going to wrap things up on another episode of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. Don't forget about our bonus channel over. Download the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, for more. And me and I, we're going to be doing a kind of going around the horn this week, this time around, talking K-State sports. We'll talk debrief about volleyball and soccer so far and get y'all ready for that huge late-night showdown on the road against the BYU Cougars. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in San California. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We'll talk to y'all later on this week. Go Cats.